Litman Crooks.
Welcome, everyone, to the Litman Crooks podcast series. I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Litman Crooks, and today our special guest is Mike Bednarz from Camp Huntington. Welcome, Mike.
Well, thank you, Bernie. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you on the program. And, Mike, you're the executive director of Camp Huntington. Tell us a little bit about the camp and what the mission is of Camp Huntington.
Camp Huntington is a camp for special needs campers. We've been operating since 1962 and have an amazing nine-week summer camp program. That is a one-week minimum length of stay, 9 weeks maximum. And our goal is to cultivate the talents of people with developmental disabilities, and we do that in a safe, fun, and therapeutic environment.
Now, how did you get involved in this field, Mike?
I was fortunate enough to fall into the position. I worked for a company and was transferred to Camp Huntington, and in doing that transfer, ended up working with Danny and his mom, who own the camp, and for the last five summers, I've just enjoyed myself immensely working with our population.
So working with campers who have special needs, I presume, presents special challenges. How do you find counselors who are skilled at doing this?
We do a very intense interview process. We start looking, actually, camp just ended last week, and we are starting to look at camp counselors for next year already. We'll bring back a majority of our staff for a second summer, and sometimes as many as three or four summers. So we have a very strong bench and skills. And then we go ahead and look not only at specific colleges that have special education degrees, speech therapy, occupational therapy as majors, but we'll also work with some international agencies that will pre-screen candidates who want to work with our population and then do our own interview process and background checks and all of those things.
So are most of the counselors college age?
All of our counselors, for the most part, are college age. We'll have some that have recently graduated, but most of them are trying to gain experience while they're getting their degree and apply the skills that they're learning in a classroom in a real-world environment.
So I know for many parents who have kids in general, and especially kids with special needs, there's something called separation anxiety, and you know it's very difficult to trust someone else with your child. How do you address those kinds of situations and give the parents a comfort level that they need so that they can send the kids off to camp and have a great summer?
A couple of things. One of our biggest marketing tools is current families. A lot of our new campers are referred to us by families who've had a very successful experience. And the other thing that we do is we're very patient with our families. Very often we're talking to a family for a year or maybe 3 years, doing an interview, walking the property, showing us, you know, showing them our facility, us learning about their child, very possibly for multiple years before they are willing to go ahead and trust us with their child. And we respect that is a key thing. The other thing that is really huge is that we train all our staff intensely. I've got 20 years experience working with youth. Alex, who manages the program end of things, just finished her master's in ABA therapy. So we have a very strong bench of people who have skills, and then we go ahead and just introduce our families. We do try and keep them engaged as much as possible. We'll call families during the first week their child's away from us, and we'll also try and figure out what's best for the child. Is a one-week experience, their first summer, enough? Do they, you know, can they handle two or three? And we'll also go ahead and, you know, schedule a one-week length of stay with a chance to add a second or third week if it's being very successful and the child wants to stay longer and the family is comfortable with doing that as well. I think the other thing which we'd love to present is that we're now opening a weekend program that's going to happen from September through April. And that's a great introduction for families who are first-time residential camp families whose child hasn't been away from home before. This will be a great introduction for them to kind of get their feet wet, do it on a shorter window of time, and get the experience of a camping situation without doing a full week of residential camp.
So that might even help the separation anxiety issue where, okay, you're only going to be separated for 2 or 3 days as opposed to a week or a month.
Correct. Yeah, that's the one of the ideas behind this weekend program is to help not only the child experience summer camp, but also have the families be comfortable with letting their child go into a new environment and have somebody else care for them, hopefully at the same level of care that they do at home.
So Camp Huntington's been around for a while. Why in 2014 weekend program?
Yeah, it's been something that we've been playing with for a couple of years now. It's not an easy nut to crack. We've had families for multiple years approach us and say, our child learned so much from your program, loves it so much, talks about it all year long. We'll start packing potentially all the way in January, knowing they're going away to summer camp. And can you do something that is year-round? And we've been looking at opening a year-round school or something along those lines, and came up with the idea of let's approach this slowly, methodically, and go ahead and start with weekends and just extend our summer season beyond just the 9 weeks we currently offer into weekends throughout the year. And we pick weekends that are holiday weekends or very possibly schools have Monday as a holiday. We're looking at 5 days between the end of December and through the first of the year. It's been an approach by families. And then the other piece of it is that we see such a huge gain from our campers. Even school districts will report back to us that the child comes back revitalized and really starting school really strongly, that we want to go ahead and fill those gaps potentially and keep the learning that's going on during the summer into the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think that many of the kids probably go to some type of special ed program. And for a lot of kids, there's regression over the summer, and it takes time to get transitioned back into school. So I think it's wonderful that you're hearing feedback that by going to Camp Huntington, they're actually moving forward and are better able to adapt to the transition back into school. I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah, one of our big goals is to not only maintain the learning that's happening during the school year, but also to go ahead and support that and try those skills that they're developing in either the home environment or the school environment and do that in a new setting, kind of mix it up and see if they can transfer these skills into new environments and maintain them, and so that when they go back into those home environments, they've got a deeper and a better depth of ability, even if it's just still the same kind of goal that they were working on the previous 8 months.
And the counselors, I understand how the counselors are interviewed and how you do your vetting process for the summer. But if they're college kids, by and large, what is your plan for counselors in the fall?
The fall and winter program, fortunately, Alex and myself will be full-time and we work year-round, so we'll be supervising everything as we get into this weekend program. We've already got some commitments from some of our staff that have worked this summer that are going to be able to take weekends during the school year, and they're close enough that they're going to be able to come up for the weekend. So it's staff that have already worked with our campers that are going to be returning, that have already been trained, that have spent a season with us, and we may supplement with one or two staff that are new that will train up for the beginning, but they'll be in a supportive role, and hopefully they'll have such great experience during the weekend program that they'll also sign on to be a full-time staff during next summer, and there'll be less recruiting in that respect. But we've got a lot of our core staff are going to be returning from this previous summer.
And what's the attraction for a kid? I mean, I know the counselors are really special people and have a unique ability to relate to the kids. How do you find a 20-year-old that wants to do this?
You know, Alice has done a fantastic job. His 10 years at summer camp, she kind of knows what is all about the experience, what it's going to be like to live and work with these kids. Working in special education and getting her ABA recently, she's able to ask the right questions. We don't sugarcoat the type of experience that you're going to have. You're going to work long hours for little pay, and what you're going to gain from our campers, not only the compassion that you're going to understand, the patience you're going to learn, but there is an experience that will be like none other the rest of your life by working with our campers who have so much joy and love to give. And we'll challenge you on days, but we'll challenge you in a way that will make you stronger and smarter. And we do try and impress on our staff that they're going to actually gain more from the experience than they even realize they can give.
Yeah, man, I couldn't agree with you more, having spoken with siblings of kids who have special needs. And you just look at the maturity level and the compassion these kids have. It really is remarkable. But you point out, Mike, some of the kids can be difficult, and even the parents would admit that. Some kids have behavioral issues, and a lot of times it's hard for their own flesh and blood and the parent to deal with it. What happens when a kid starts acting up? Is it ever a decision ever made that maybe it's not appropriate because this kid is spitting at other kids or hitting other kids or doing something, acting up, that obviously can't control, but maybe it's not the right place?
We make a very concerted effort before admitting a camper to make sure that they're going to fit our population, that they're going to be able to be managed, that we're going to be able to go ahead and provide a learning environment for them. And we'll also go ahead and stretch ourselves to make sure that we have as much information. Not only do we get copies of IEPs and talk to the parents and receive an application, we do an interview as well, ideally, and for the weekend program, because we'll be drawing locally, we can do that on site. But once we get all of that information, we're also going to go ahead and get information from outside the home, whether that's teachers or therapists. And we do a very strong vetting process before we even offer admissions. Rarely do we have an experience where a camper isn't a good fit because of all that pre-work we do ahead of time. And when we do have some challenging situations where the information either in the behavior plan or the information that we have about the camper isn't working, we're on the phone immediately and working, you know, plan B and trying different things and talking to the family, getting a release and talking to the home therapist. The beauty of having Alex, who's got years of experience and her ABA, is we can work and adjust behavior plans on the fly real time. So we've been very successful at making sure that we get the right camper enrolled and then work with them as we're getting on through things. So we don't have a situation where the camper is too extreme for our environment and we have to release them or have a family pick them up early.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic, and I think that's good not only for the parents of the kid who might be difficult, but also for the parents to know, for the other kids, that you guys really do go through this process, and I know it's appreciated by all. So in the couple minutes we have left, tell us about some of the plans for the fall and the winter and the weekend program, some of the themes you have coming up, so we can sort of whet people's appetite here.
Yeah, we've got our first weekend is just coming up right around the corner. We've got about 4 weeks. September 26th is our first weekend, and it's all about apples that weekend. We've got a local orchard that's 5 minutes away that we're going to go pick apples, and we'll probably be making either an apple pie or strudel with dinner. We've got a Halloween weekend planned that we're going to have a fantastic theme at the end of October. So we've got a lot of information directly on our website that will direct the different themes. If you're looking for a specific theme, weekend, what we're going to do, we'll do as much stuff locally. We may go off-site a couple of times, like the orchard is definitely going to be an off-site trip. We'll do some things directly on property because we do have, you know, 40 acres to work with and run around. We'll probably do some sledding if the weather permits. We have enough snow over that New Year's break. So we've got a ton of information directly on our website. If you go to thecamphuntington.com, either the weekend camp program drop down or the weekend daily schedule, you can see what we're planning on a daily basis, as well as the different weekend themes that we have that are set up already for this winter. We do have registration right now is only offered through the beginning of January. We have yet to release our 2015 calendar and application, so that'll be coming up here in the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that. And that'll, you know, show everything we've got going.
So after somebody checks the website at camphuntington.com and they have follow-up questions, is there a mechanism for them to get in touch with you or Alex?
Certainly. There is a request information option if you want to just go ahead and submit a electronic question information, you know, can you answer this question for me? The toll-free number that is listed on our website, that number goes directly to my cell phone, the 855-707-2267. Rings on my cell phone. If I'm not available, leave a message and I can call back. There's our information is listed in our contact us, myself or Alex, cell phones, emails. We're available to anyone most of the time.
Mike, I want to thank you for being on the podcast. Our guest has been Mike Bednarz, the executive director of Camp Huntington. And I know I speak for everyone in our community. We're very excited for you guys and wish you the best of luck with the weekend winter and fall program and for summers going forward. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right. So long, everyone.
Oh,